And my boy got sick and drug him out of the hen nest and killed him and took his foot and showed that knob, kept mashing on the snake after he'd killed him, and mashed it back out of his mouth.
He did.
Picked it up with a piece of paper, went to the horse trough in the lot, and washed that doorknob off and put it back in the hen's nest.
He did. So you never lost your doorknob.
That kid like, he said, doggone it, said, you ain't gonna get my doorknob.
He got the doorknob. Well, that's really good.
Boy, about 14 years old.
So you got your doorknob back?
My doorknob back. Oh. Well, I've heard of them swallowing different things, you know, snakes, but that'd be the thing I have, so.
Well, what would people use to carry water in?
Pail.
Pails? Mm-hmm. What would they be made of?
Wood. Some of them, most of them, wouldn't they make
and
cedar, we had two big cedar water buckets we drank water from.
Uh-huh.
They were cedar.
And
what
difference.
Oh, really?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. What about milk? What would you carry milk in?
Well, after I got big enough to remember real good, why, we had different. Well, most of them were tin, but they were big tin buckets, wide at the top.
Oh.
Most of them were tin, and then they got the galvanized bucket.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. What about to carry, step out to the hogs, what would you...
Well, that my dad used bucket, and I did too.
Oh, slop bucket.
Yeah, they call those the...
Slop bucket.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Well, what would you have to fry eggs in, for example?
Oh, well, skillet.
Skillet.
What we call skillet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what would it be made of?
Well, sometimes iron, sometimes tin.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what about to boil water in?
Big iron tea kettle.
Oh.
Old-fashioned iron tea kettle.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Most of the time we had big reservoirs fastened on our stoves.
Uh-huh.
Big home comfort cook stove. There'd be a big boiler on the side.
Mm-hmm.
We'd fill that full of water, and that was hot all the time.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about to do something like boil potatoes in? What would you?
Well, we'd what we call a iron pot that we cooked in.
Yeah.
It was used for cooking,
uh-huh,
like the skillets.
Uh-huh. Well, what about for your clothes? Like if you were if you had to boil your clothes.
We had a big iron pot.
Uh-huh. But now that would be like in the backyard?
Yes, ma'am, hanging in the backyard.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, the wash pot I used to boil the clothes in, I let my son have it last summer, was a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, 82, 10.
Well, we had the boilers too, you could
put on. Yes, ma'am. Used to have the boilers you put on the stove too. They were this way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember how old that pot was. I'm 82 and 20. Over 100 years old.
Oh, really?
I let my son have it last summer, and he's taking it up in Kansas. Now he's got it, painted it, fixed it. And his wife got flowers in it.
Oh.
And she brought me a picture.
Uh-huh.
Of the pot.
Oh, is that nice?
I was over 100 years old. Uh-huh. Oh, nearly 200, but I don't know how old it was before Mom and Daddy bought it.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, speaking of flowers, did they have people have those fancy, cut glass things in their house to put flowers
they
in?
They did not.
Didn't have those at all? When did you first start seeing those? Do you remember? What would they call them when they first started having those in their homes?
The first thing I remember about them, it was this cut glass business wasn't in my home.
Mm-hmm.
It was in some of the